The U.S. has circulated a draft resolution at the United Nations Security Council that calls for a presidential vote in Venezuela. The draft expressed support for Venezuela's opposition-led National Assembly. It also voiced deep concern about what it called violence and excessive use of force by Venezuelan security forces against anti-government protesters. Meanwhile, UN diplomats said Russia will likely veto the draft to keep elected President Nicolas Maduro in office. Washington has recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim president. Donald Trump has threatened to use military force against the Maduro administration. To discuss that more, we're joined by Mr. Gordon Duff, senior editor of Veterans Today, who is joining us live from Ohio. Thank you very much once again for joining us on Press TV's World News, Mr. Duff. Now, this is just amazing how the United States is meddling in the internal affairs of Venezuela, now trying to call for elections through the UN Security Council. Do you believe that this move will be successful? Of course, we are expecting Russia to veto this draft resolution.
The move for the UN to interfere in the last year's election in Venezuela is going to be about as successful as having the UN interfere in America's election, which maybe we might well want to see. The issue is that there was a fair and reasonable election based on international observers. Jimmy Carter spoke openly on the 2018 election, which he thought, and he's certainly the most respected expert worldwide in this arena, that Maduro was elected in a free election by a substantial popular majority. We are looking at a potential legal snap election, which will allow the people of Venezuela to either support the party that is currently challenging Maduro within the nation's parliament. And those elections, how those elections turn out, if the U.S. doesn't interfere with those, are going to be an indicator of where things are going to move forward. America's primary error is they believed that they had cut a deal with enough military leaders to overthrow the government based on promises made by American oil companies to move Rosneft out of the oil fields of Venezuela, replace it with American companies, and push a lot of money into the coffers of the generals in Venezuela who didn't take the deal from the U.S. And the U.S. Is now standing on very slippery ground. It doesn't look like Trump's move is going to come forward at all, and America's ability to operate on the ground in Venezuela is not so good. The U.S. doesn't have a very good history in getting their own way militarily, except against Grenada, maybe. But past that, they haven't done well at all. Not since Vietnam, not even before that.
Our correspondent Ahmad Caballo says the growing U.S. pressure on the Venezuelan government has created a sense of unity among the people.
Now, today was my first day in Venezuela. I went to Bolivar Square in central Venezuela. And what I saw there was a mass collection of signatures, and there was people basically queuing up around the corner to sign a signature against American intervention. And this is a very genius revolutionary tactic by the Venezuelan government and activists who support the government. So it's a very revolutionary spirit at the moment in Caracas. And I think what the international coalition has done has actually united the people and made people focus. Okay, we might have our criticisms against Nicolas Maduro, but at the moment, there's a bigger picture, and that is that we need to fight off any foreign invasion that tries to take away our sovereignty and take away our big state asset, and that is the oil.